Thanks, everyone, for choosing to spend the next 5 minutes with Kim and Mike right here on The Good Stuff, telling you a little bit about the Old West days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up later this month, the 24th through the 27th, and it's right here in Valentine, Nebraska. Free poetry and music sessions, a Western art and trade show, featured performances, and a whole lot more. Melodrama, church services, you can check it all out at OldWestDays.net for ticket information and a complete lineup of entertainment like Dave Stamey and Linda Simmons and Brooke Turner. Check it all out, OldWestDays.net.
You know, Tri-State Livestock News is, or if it's not yet, it can be your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more.
Kim, what are you going to share today for The Good Stuff?
Well, I found a very interesting ad.
An advertisement?
Yeah. And I've got a very interesting poem.
Well, let's do one of those.
All right. Well, the ad just happened to catch my eye. It was connected with actually some funny pieces that we'll be sharing. But I have to share it. It starts out, "We'll give you nicer places to meet for 10 cents. And I'm thinking, 10 cents. Now, what can you do for 10 cents? Well, then I looked, and this is from 1975. How this plays out. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. For the price. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
For the price of a first-class stamp.
10 cents, okay.
10 cents. It blew me away. Anyway, they'll send information on lots of nice places to meet. All first class, and it goes on and on. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Well, for 10 cents, for the mere cost of a first-class stamp, you could get all that information just 50 years ago.
Right in your mailbox.
Exactly.
And what is it now, 73 cents?
I'm not even sure.
I think something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. I've got a couple of bumper stickers you probably missed because you were driving too fast.
Oh, that can happen.
Cover me. I'm changing lanes. He who hesitates is not lost, but miles from the next exit. I refuse to have a battle of wits with an unarmed person.
Oh, I've heard that. That's
Might
funny.
Have heard that one. I do whatever my Rice Krispies tell me to. People kind of avoid you a little bit then.
Yep.
Here's one for you again. Fight crime, shoot back. Some bumper stickers you probably missed.
Oh, very good. This is on constructiveness. I watched them tearing a building down, a gang of men in a busy town. With a ho heave ho and a lusty yell, they swung a beam and the sidewall fell. I asked the foreman, "Are these men skilled and the men you've hired if you had to build?" He gave a laugh, said, "No, indeed, just common labor is all I need. I can easily wreck in a day or two what builders have taken a year to do." I thought to myself as I went my way, which of these roles have I tried to play? Am I a builder who works with care, measuring life by the rule and square? Am I shaping my deeds to a well-made plan, patiently doing the best I can? Or am I a wrecker who walks the town, content with the labor of tearing down?
Oh, a kind of introspective there,
yeah.
Right?
Author unknown, but makes you stop and think, I hope.
Something from Mrs. George L. Hicks about motherly love today here on The Good Stuff. About a week after my son left for boot training and boot camp, I happened to go into his room for an afternoon nap. His bed was still warm and cozy, and I seemed to feel his presence. I wrote him and told him that either my mind was playing tricks on me or some supernatural phenomenon had comforted me. I was still trying to figure out the miraculous warmth when his reply came. "Sorry, Mother, I forgot. Turn off my electric blanket, please." From Mrs. George L. Hicks.
That is very cute. Here's something on improvement. Sunday school teacher asked one little girl if she knew the story of Adam and Eve. "First God created Adam," she said, "and then he looked at him and said, 'I think I can do better.' So he created a girl."
Ah, there you go. Teaching them young.
That improvement, you know.
Again, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.